one of those two terms that you consider more polite than the other one, or they both got the same?
I don't see any difference.
Say if somebody had to throw up, you'd say he was sick. Where he's sick?
You'd say you see his stomach.
Yeah. Talk about different expressions and things. You know, say you had a square, you know, the courthouse or a park or something like that. You know, like that. You didn't want to go around it like this, but you went from this corner to that corner.
Oh.
The angle. And I think you we talked about buses and trolley cars and so forth, street cars earlier. You might tell the bus driver, well, the next corner is where I want.
Trying to get off.
Yeah. Say a candidate who a political candidate who wants to the judges to get tougher and the police to get tougher with the criminals and things like that. You say he's for what? He's for law and what? He's for...
Are you familiar with it?
And what if he wants to, you know, the judges to put him in jail and the policemen to be tougher with the criminals? What would you say then? What would you say he's for then? Or say just for law and order? Or?
Yeah, he might put it that way, that he's going to serve law and order.
We were talking earlier about church and things like that. If two people become members of the church, you say they did what they to the church? They
join the church.
You might say every Sunday the preacher preaches a good...
Good sermon.
The choir and the organist provide good
music.
Say you were complimenting them on that music, you might say the music sure was. What might you tell them to compliment them on the music? You might say, well, that music sure was
beautiful.
You're talking about church. So what did the enemy and the opposite of God there? And what are they calling him? He's, you know, in church, the enemy and the opposite of God, he'd be the what?
He'd be the devil.
You ever hear any other terms for him? Maybe the little kids might use? Or?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we called him a bad man. Did
your brother ever tell you if he didn't, or you ever hear any of them tell you if he didn't behave, the bad man was going to get you?
Yeah.
Talk about things like that. What is it that children, you know, they think they see at night, maybe in cemeteries or graveyards, that scare them?
Ghosts.
What did y'all usually call one of those, a house that was supposed to have a ghost in it, you know? Did y'all have a house around like that everybody thought was?
No, we didn't. Me and my two brothers, if we heard there was a ghost in a place or any place that was haunted, we'd get sleep out of it. We had to find it. We'd still looking for it.
You might say that, you know, you might wipe or something out, you might bring a sweater and say, better put this on, it's getting
cold.
Somebody, you might say to somebody, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
wait a while.
What might you say to a good friend that you hadn't seen some time when you see him? Say, you know, you see somebody that you're a good, real good friend you hadn't seen in quite a while. What might you say to him? Say,
I haven't seen you sometime.